Have you talked with Larry yet for your end of the season discussion? If so, what were the nature of those conversations?
Yeah, I had a conversation with Larry. Good conversation. You know, just talked about this season and a little bit about, you know, what we would like to do this off season. But it was a good conversation. I won't go into details about exactly what we discussed, but it was a good conversation.
Nate, what do you feel this team's greatest needs are to move forward?
Well, you know, I thought last year or this past season, just we needed to be more consistent. You know, we talked about being tougher. We certainly need to address rebounding, improve in that area, and I think just improve maturity. You know, 13-28 on the road is not going to get it. And I think as we mature and understand how to play, coming with that sense of urgency on the road, you know, we'll be a better team.
Nate, can you and Larry see Lance Stephenson going into next season as you're starting to?
I think that is open. I'm certainly open to, you know, trying to balance our roster depending on who we have on our roster next season. As Lance, you know, Lance has played that position. He started alongside of Paul before. You know, they played some good minutes on the court together for a short period of time towards the end of the season. So we can certainly consider doing something like that.
Nate, do you want to further dedicate yourself to up-tempo scoring the way last season began, or you mentioned rebounding? Do you want to become more traditional with another big and really focus on rim protection and rebounding?
Well, you know, we talked about a style of play, and we wanted to improve our pace last season. We had to change that approach in a sense of focusing on the defensive end of the floor to try to get more stops. You know, if you want to play faster, you got to get stops. You got to rebound the basketball, and we tried to address that last year by kind of slowing down, limiting the possessions. In a sense, and you know, trying to focus, change the mindset of the group that I had, you know, far as focusing on the defensive end of the floor, and hope that getting more stops, rebounding the ball, will allow us to get into transition and play at the pace that we wanted to play in. So, again, it depends on the roster that I have in front of me. To work with that style of play.
Nate, you go through all the excellent interviews with every player and obviously with Larry. Just, is there a considered sort of known plan forward for the identity of the team moving forward, or is that still sort of kind of up in the air based on how the season played out and depending on who is on the roster?
We didn't get into that, but, you know, a lot of that is going to depend on you know, the free agency. We have a couple guys that are free agents that I'm sure we're going to be looking to sign. We have a few guys that have option years that they may opt out. So if they do that, you know, can we bring them back or do we replace them with another player? So a lot of that's going to depend on the off season.
As you make plans and try to foresee what you're going to build, are you doing so with the presumption that Paul will be a part of this thing next year?
Or absolutely.
Do you have a reason to believe that? Have you been told that by someone like Paul or Larry?
Well, Paul is under contract. I had a good conversation with Paul during our meeting, and you know, he wants the same thing that I want, the organization want, and that's to win. And, you know, he is under contract, so my plans are that he will be back with us, and you know, we'll be building to be successful next year.
Another player who will be a free agent, or who is a free agent towards next season, is Jeff Teague. Just what was that conversation like with him, and do the plans sort of are in line with him being back next season?
Well, I had a good conversation with Jeff, and you know, he was really excited. You know, he expressed that he really wants to be back. I thought he showed some improvement, you know, towards the end of the season. I like really his approach to that last game, really challenging Kyrie in that last game. But good conversation, you know. I think that we can grow together. After having him for a season, as I've told him, he needs to be better. I think I can make him better. We as a group, I feel we need to improve. And, you know, so there'll be a lot of push next season with our roster.
Being going with every interview with the players, are there themes, are there sort of pinpoints or topics that you learned about how the team as a whole, or your players, are feeling about the way the season ended or how the season sort of went given the consistency?
Yeah, well, we talked about a lot of things. You know, we talked about the season. We talked about the offseason, you know, their future. You know, give me feedback on myself and the staff and the season. And, you know, so we talked about a lot of things with all the players. And as I mentioned, good conversations with our group. We know that, you know, number one goal for us was to make the playoffs. You know, this was not a rebuild. You know, as I said, at the beginning of the season, it was more of a reload. So the number one goal was accomplished, which was making the playoffs. Now, we know that we need to be more consistent in our play. Dropped some games that we felt we should have won, we'll have to be better. Okay, we're expecting to be better, but we know that. So, but goal number one going into the season was to make the playoffs.
Nate, what do you need to see from Miles Turner, and is his future at the five, or do you think his future is at the four?
I think he can play both positions. You know, we've talked about that during the season. I haven't gotten into that conversation with Larry about Miles during the off season, but we have talked about the fact that I think he can play the four and the five. Is there room to bring another big in like we played him two seasons ago with Jan Mahimi, a bigger center? I think that's a possibility. But I think he has the versatility to play both positions, and I've addressed that with him. The number one thing that we want Miles to work on this summer is strength. You know, we talked about that. We're getting a plan together to get him stronger. You know, part of that will be just maturity and, you know, developing. But the number one thing is to work on his strength so that whether he's playing the four or the five, he's going to need to be stronger.
Nate, in regards to defense, a lot of guys kept pinpointing throughout the entire season breakdowns in communication. Were you surprised so late in the season that communication continued to be an issue? And what could you do to counteract that going into a new season?
Well, you just continue to you know, train and condition. You work on that. You know, that's the number one thing I think for all teams defensively is being a better communicating team out there. When you're faced against a team like Cleveland, who can put you in so many different situations, you're going to have some breakdowns. And, you know, as we talk before games, during the game, the number one thing is you've got to communicate. You know, even though we've gone over this and shoot around. We've gone over this in the huddles. When you're out there, you can't assume your teammates are going to be able to read your mind. You have to communicate all actions out on the floor. And it's, you know, it seems like a simple thing, but, you know, so many teams, you know, that's a challenge. You know, some of these guys are playing with mouthpieces in their mouth and can't talk. And, you know, some of them are just at times don't know what to say. But that is something that I think all team sports, they work on. And the better you are at that, a lot of times the better you are on the floor.
One thing you mentioned after game four was conditioning for, you know, the balance of the regular season and being ready to close when the playoffs roll around. But another part of that was you mentioned during the regular season dropping some games, obviously I think it was 8 losses to the bottom 7 teams in the league, that if you just split those games, you're looking at maybe home court advantage in the first round. How do you balance increasing the emphasis on winning the games you need to win in the regular season while also, what is the idea for conditioning? What's the manifestation of the idea for conditioning for the playoffs?
I think coming into the season with that mindset that, look, you've gotten all of your vacation out of the way, and when you come into the season, you're focused on that season and not playing yourself into shape, waiting until you're knocked down to respond with that sense of urgency. When you come in, you're focused, you're mentally, physically ready to go. And I thought at the beginning of the season and really throughout the season, for us on the road, we just didn't have that mental toughness that you need, that mental focus that you need to win ball games. We were, I thought, playing those games without the urgency, I think at times without the respect of our opponents. As you mentioned, a number of those losses were to teams that were under 500, not playoff teams, and we knew we were better than that. Building towards getting into the playoffs and being able to elevate your game, that's something I think you develop during the course of the season. You know, we're playing against the defending champions. They were accustomed to that level of play and that intensity that you have to bring to the floor. I thought our guys, we played a hell of a half in game 3 where we built the lead, but I thought we wore down. We may have left it all in that first half. And the third and fourth quarter, you saw Cleveland elevate their game, just seemed to get stronger and faster. They were getting on the loose balls. They were getting all the rebounds. They were getting out in transition. And mentally, we seemed like we were kind of running in mud during that time. That's conditioning yourself. And Cleveland, LeBron, you know, over the last 5, 6, 7 seasons, this guy has played in the finals every, you know, year. So you might think you're tired mentally. You have to find ways to get past that in order to win games this time of the season.
In your conversations with Lex since the season ended, is the emphasis still towards reloading for next season and trying to get better versus
we didn't get into those conversations. We'll start to talk about that probably in the next few weeks. But basically, it was just conversation about our players and the season.
With I know it's tough to try to get everything, get your thoughts collected about an 86-game season when the season ends on Sunday, but since then, how much have you thought about what you were able to do successfully and what you might want to do differently or change towards next season?
Well, again, as I said, goal number one was to get to the playoffs, and you know, that was accomplished. Now, we felt we could have been better. You know, as I mentioned, there were games we felt that we should have won. You know, you're going up against Cleveland in the playoffs in the first round. You know, they're listed at number two seed, but we know that that's more like a number one seed. I thought we showed some growth, some improvement, probably the last couple weeks of the season. You know, adding Lance to the roster, I thought was a good move because I really felt we needed that boost, that energy, that kind of passion. All season long was pretty much working with somewhat of a quiet group that needed, you know, just someone to kind of lift that passion on the floor, and I thought it helped not only the team, but you know, a lot of our guys, you know, going, fighting our way into the playoffs as well as going up against Cleveland.
Nate, how did you feel about your team's leadership, and if you found a lacking, does it need to be addressed through personnel changes, or can it come from within?
Well, you know, when you look at our team, the makeup of our team, you automatically just said that Paul George is going to be the leader. And that's not always the case. I think he certainly tried to lead this team. It was a first for him in the sense that he had a different group of players. And, you know, what is leadership? Is it, you know, just someone who's always vocal, or is it someone who does it by example? I think he tried to be vocal, more vocal during the start of the season, but what you saw at the end of the season was it was by example, you know, just coming out and playing and going out and doing the things that needed to be done on that floor in order to give us a chance to win, and I thought the players followed that. So it was a you know, a learning experience for Paul as well, and I think he is the leader of this team. Guys follow his play and his actions, and you know, when he has been good for us, we've won games, and this team has played at a level to give themselves a chance to win games.
To that end, obviously, last year, the Toronto series, Paul took it to a different mm-hmm. level. This year, it was really the last month or so, maybe 5 weeks, that he was on a level he wasn't at the other 4 months. And the question of sustainability, is that what Paul needs to be through the back? Can he reach that level and stay at that level? And if so, how do you get him there stay there throughout the season?
That was part of our conversation. You know, again, coming in with a new group this season, you know, you don't know how guys are going to work out. You know, you bring all these players in, and you know their names, and we've seen them be successful, but you don't know how all of that is going to work together, and it takes time. You know, it takes time to you know, learn. You know, who you're playing with. You got a backcourt mate in Jeff Teague that who dominates the ball and needs the ball to be successful as a point. And you have Thaddeus who was coming in at the four. You have a really rookie center in Miles who's starting for the first time. Coming in and playing. So you don't know how all of this is going to work out. And I think all of our guys kind of came in with, you know, let's just feel each other out. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes. And see where I fit in. And I think it got to the point where Paul kind of just felt, look, I got to take my game to another level. Certainly the last month or so of the season when we were playing 500 basketball and, you know, it's a chance that we may not make it. He just decided, we had this conversation that he has to take his game to another level. So my hope and my conversation with Paul is that I think he can get to that point from the start. It's very similar to what some of these players, and if he does that, then we're talking about MVP type of performance. We're talking about what Russell Westbrook is doing and James Harden is doing. You know, those guys have done that for the entire season. So, yes, I think he can get to that level.
Nate, I know you and Larry will have more conversations about where to add to this roster looking forward, but you talking about passion, Tedeschi, getting leadership, how much of that will be sort of discussed versus just trying to, like you said, do what you guys did last year, which is trying to get quality players, but understanding the chemistry that goes involved with adding more pieces to the equation as the season goes on?
Well, look, Larry is at every practice. He's at, you know, of course, every game. He's watching everything. He knows what this team needs. That was the main reason I think he went out and got Lance. He knew that this team needed a little something different, and Lance was available, and he made that move to when Rodney had his injury to try to fill in and bring a player in. So, you know, we'll sit down and we'll talk, and he knows exactly what we need to do to be able to compete in the East.
One guy you guys developed pretty well this year, got better as the season progressed, was Quinn. I know he has an option for next season, but he's indicated that he wants to be back. Just what was successful about Quinn? Where could his future possibly go with this team next year?
Well, I mean, we played, 13 guys this year. And, you know, a lot of that was due to injuries. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Glenn comes back and, you know, how does he fit in? At the start of the season last year, Glenn wasn't in rotation. That was CJ at that three position. But CJ started off on the injured list, and Glenn got opportunity to play and played well enough that, okay, you got to try to fit him in. I like his talent. I like what he brought to the team. I think I felt like every time he got a chance to play, he gave us something good. There were moments where he had to start, and I was comfortable with putting him out there at the wing position, whether it was a two or the three. So he played himself into a rotation spot, minutes on the floor, and it was somewhat of a challenge once everybody was healthy to get guys on the floor. But pretty much what I did was I went to Rodney and Monte as the guards, and Glenn as the three, and, you know, Aaron, we kind of took minutes from his position, but I like Glenn's potential and what he brings to the team.
Would you guys go through a plan with him, or what would your sort of hope for him, or what he would do this offseason to maybe have an increased role?
We went through a plan with all the guys, and, you know, I thought Glenn had a great summer last year. He was in the gym early and working on his game. He was in great shape. When he came into camp, there was a challenge put out to him that he had to come in and earn the right to be on the floor. He worked all summer long to do that. It's a similar challenge presented to him this offseason to work hard and improve his game. improve his shooting, improve his strength, to be able to get minutes next season.